Matt.
Hello. Hi, I'm sorry. Is this? Hi. You said your name is Matt. My name is Ivan. Is this the owner of Prime Services?
I do. We don't own Prime Services anymore. Now I own Dakota Clean.
Oh, Dakota Clean. Right. Yeah, that's what appears on my screen. But yes, sir. I was actually calling you regarding Dakota Clean. My name is Ivan with Local Splash. The reason for my call is because we're a data service provider from Google, and we wanted to speak with you about having Dakota Clean on the front page of Google today. So what that means for you and the company is that every time somebody searches for any one service that you provide, I see you do carpet cleaning, window washing, pressure washing service. So any of these words, when somebody writes that on Google, we want to make sure that Dakota Clean pops up on that first page. And I'm sure you're familiar with how Google works, right? You type something and you
Yes.
Do that.
Yep. Yep.
Right. So that's the service we provide, sir. We make sure that the businesses that we work with appear on that first page. And once we have that one business, like yourself, who is interested to be on that front page, we do not work with anyone else on any given area that does what
sure.
you do. Does that make sense?
Yep. So I've had several companies call me about this already. What is the name of your company?
Yes, it's Local Splash. And if I may ask, sir, so what's happened from all the calls that you've received?
Well, I kind of research the business, and then if it's not good, then I tell them mm-hmm. to take a hike, baby, basically. So, because I am looking for a reputable business to do that for me, because I'm struggling right now. So I did own Prime Services,
right.
And okay. And we dissolved that business, and so I know how to optimize Google, but for some
okay.
reason. It's not, it's still showing up as Prime and not my Dakota Clean.
Okay, right. So that must
mean
that that has something to do with, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, well, I've had a marketing guy look at it and he's confused as heck by it too.
Right.
So
actually that's a great observation, to be honest, because, you know, for one person to be able to do the customizing, the keeping up to date information for certain businesses takes about roughly about 100 hours for one person to do. And since we
yep.
work with a team and we've been in the business for 18 years, if you do the research, you would know this. And we've been a Google Premier partner for that same amount of time. We've been working with a lot of business actually even past 10 years, and they're still with us. And they've expanded from four branches. Now they're all nationwide. So that's the kind of reputation we have as well. So Local
sure.
Splash is the name. And so you did say you're already working with someone, but got confused. Could you walk me through your experience on that? Just want to make sure we're giving you the right details
sure.
for how this works.
So I don't remember the name of it. It's a big company. And so he showed me a few things to optimize my Google page. He actually went in, did some things. But
right.
and he showed me how to delete my old business off Google, but the damn thing still shows up.
Uh-huh.
And I had, so the first day that he did it, I was number one on Google. And I was like, all right, this guy knows what the hell he's doing. But then the very next day, it was gone. And I still can't find
oh.
it again. So I don't know what Google's doing, but it's pissing me off.
Right, because that's what we call, yeah, optimization. So you always have to keep generating new words, new searches. Also, the
yep,
area
yep.
and the range all have to be kind of in synchronous to the movement of the times, because new businesses come up almost every day, right? So when they do, that kind of changes and shifts a bit. So that's why the clients that we work with opt for our services similar to that, because we make sure that every day, you know, you stay up on top and we make sure that the words and the searches and all that is optimized. So I have my regional manager here on standby to explain to you further all those details. But I'm just curious, Sir Matt, so if I was a client, right, and sure. I avail of one of your services, say, I'm not sure what's your most expensive service. For example, carpet cleaning, let's say. How far do you travel for a client like that?
Well, so I'm actually in the process of trying to expand in three locations. And so, but I'm going to hopefully have other people that can do it, but I still want to be able to advertise all three locations. And that's within probably 100 miles of each other.
Okay. So from correct me if I'm wrong, it says here it's in Altamont. Is that?
Well, that's part of the problem too. You're still pulling up Prime service information, and I don't know why.
Okay.
Are you looking at Prime's page or are you looking at Dakota Clean?
It says here Dakota Clean. That's what I see. But the area, let me see here. It's in Watertown, close to Watertown.
Well, that's my Prime area, but the business is actually Clear Lake.
Okay.
I don't know what Google's doing, but it's just scrambling my information.
Right. So we want to make sure that doesn't happen. Because this is fairly common for businesses, you know, when they change their phone number, let's say, or move to a different address, their information does not get updated. So we want to make sure that yours does get updated, and you would also be provided with the form of like a dashboard, which you can be the one to actually do that for you. So I know you have a lot of questions, and I want all of those to get addressed. And like I said, my regional manager here is on standby, and he's hearing this conversation too.
Sure.
But I'm just curious one question before I do hand you over to him. So do you also assist commercial clients or are you sticking with residents?
No, I would actually prefer to just stick with commercial if possible. I do both, but I'm finding there's more money in commercial, and so I would like to.
Right.
I guess I'll probably always do a mix, but I really want to make sure I focus on commercial.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's good to know, because, you know, if you're focusing on just one type of lead, we don't want to push you to or push your information to leads that you don't or you wouldn't want to be servicing.
Sure.
So, but you do, seeing that you already are familiar with this, you've talked to a lot of people. You do see the value of being on the on the front pages of Google, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So here's my manager, because I want this to be, you know, I want you to be speaking to the right type of person in terms of the details here. His name is Dan, and he'll be right here on this call right now. So here's Dan right now.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Dan Carroll. How are you doing?